You didn't see that?
No.
It's not a bad movie.
Was it made by Disney?
No.
Oh, then you can understand why I probably wouldn't have seen it.
You don't see anything that isn't Disney, which is almost everything now.
I know. Now you're like, oh, did you see this? I'm like, yeah, I did. I saw it on Disney Plus. That's it true. Was great.
That is pretty funny.
And people thought Disney buying up everything was going to be a negative thing. I think it's improved our relationship. No?
Yeah, except some of those shows aren't as good as they could have been.
We're not getting into that again, are we?
Yeah, well, we could.
No. Leave my Disney Plus alone.
You know, I came to a conclusion today, and I've...
That you need to leave Disney Plus alone?
No.
Oh.
Let's just say I've come to the conclusion that the show Oz really wasn't that good, and I'm not going to subject you to it.
Are we keeping this in the podcast?
It's up to you.
Oh, my God. Okay, why did you come to this conclusion? I need to know. She'll never watch Oz with me. She'll never watch my shows with me.
No, you watched like a half an episode.
It was weird.
It's a good, well, it's an okay show.
Okay, so wait, we did the, you loved Oz.
I still love Oz. I still watch it.
You were like the poster boy for Oz. You pull your pants down and be like, hey, this is like Oz.
It just kind of gets really bad near the end. And there's some of the shit that happens in later seasons that if you actually were watching it with me and it happened, you'd be like, why did you make me watch this? I watched this for 4 seasons just to find out that this happened.
I was feeling like that halfway through the first episode. What? I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
Oh, if you think that's bad, you should watch a couple
seasons. No, you showed me a couple seasons and it's just like, oh my God. HBO made that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. That makes a lot more sense. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to start this? You better keep in the part where you're like, Oz isn't that good, and then we'll cut it. I'll be like, yes, I have it recorded for the rest of time.
Fine. So we can have it for the courts one day. No, I'm just joking.
You know what I think in family and divorce.
Yeah, I know.
That's like literally my mental mindset. It's like, oh, hi, how are you? Are you okay with dividing up our stuff before we ever get married? Yeah?
No.
Let's get into a relationship, huh?
No, thank you. Oh. I'm not.
Wait, what?
I'm not cool with any of that.
All right, then let's just get started.
Fine. Okay. We will just take it from the top. Okay, here we go.
Wait, I got you.
You're going to make all of our listeners yawn before the show starts.
It's late. All right, let's do it.
Windermere
Nights. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the show Windermere Nights. It's just me, Evan, and my fiance, the amazing Mel. Take it away, Mel.
I just want to go back to like what we were talking about here for a second.
About what?
About my mindset in relationships.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I totally cut all of that
stuff
out of the beginning.
No, don't cut it out. No, don't cut it out.
Just assume that I did.
Oh, but that's so good.
Man, we gotta throw a bunch of relationship stuff. I can't even remember the specific relationship stuff that you want to keep in. We were just freeballing.
Okay, but in our freeballing, we were talking about how, like, I think of relationships in the mindset of, like, divorce law.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, when I get into a new relationship, right, I literally am like, okay, so this is going to happen if we split up and this is going to happen. And I know that's not particularly healthy, right? But for me, if I plan it that way, then it saves the fight in the end.
Yeah? I'm kind of a dreamer. I like to just imagine that everything is going to work out until it doesn't. But hey, it's been working out so far. Yay, thumbs up.
Don't you think that it's ironic that the two most opposite people in the world ended up on this podcast?
It's like that Paula Abdul song.
No, don't sing. Please don't sing. God, please don't sing.
I won't sing. I promise.
Okay. I don't know what Paula... I don't know what Paula Abdul song you're talking about. You know what?
It's Opposites Attract by Paula Abdul. Look it up.
Okay. So, for the past week, we have been researching, like, the topic for this podcast. And quite frankly, if a man had anything to do with Paula Abdul on his dating profile, I swear to God, I'd probably swipe left.
Because of Paula Abdul?
I don't know.
Well, what's wrong with Paula Abdul? She's beautiful. She's lovely. She was married to Emilio Estevez, who is Charlie Sheen's brother.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is. And then you said Charlie Sheen's brother. But Charlie Sheen isn't that good looking.
He was what handsome back in the 80s.
Oh, God. Yeah, I feel like this entire intro bit is like it's all related to our entire show, which is kind of great, but also we're sort of all over the place. So we're going to start, I guess. So we've been researching kind of a fun, interesting topic. We've literally been researching about red flags on dating profiles, but with a little bit of a twist. We have been digging into what men find are red flags on women's dating profiles.
Okay, but before we do that, let's just go through a quick run through of like what women have, because we can't just go through like, oh, this is just the one side of the argument.
Well, no, but like that's kind of like why we chose this, is because red flags for women are out there, like they're just all like, so in the open.
What's the most common red flag if you're a woman and you see a dating profile?
I don't know if like a dude's picture is all him in the mirror of a gym, like,
oh, like he's working out at the gym,
but like that's all his pictures are. It's just a shit ton of gym pictures
of muscle. Rob men.
No, like there's nothing wrong with like showing off your physique. That's cool.
Just like all traps.
But if every single one of your pictures is like that, like why? Why?
Maybe he's also on Grindr. You never know.
Oh God. Don't you think?
Greased up.
Okay, all right. So here's some
sexy ass glutes. You just want
to here's a couple that I found, okay? Photos of your pickup truck, but no photos of you.
If you're just about your truck.
Photos of you with your ex, but with her awkwardly half cropped out.
Yeah, that would be something. Or like, also, I'm sure like guys with like a bunch of girls around them, like in photos and stuff like that. Like, I'm pretty sure girls aren't interested in seeing other girls.
No selfies taken at the angle from beneath the chin. Middle-aged and older guys are always doing this, and it's unflattering.
What, like just a headshot?
I don't know. I'm guessing like if you're like taking a picture with your phone, like looking up at you, you actually do that.
Oh, I do that?
Yeah.
A lot? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do. I don't know if you think it makes it you look handsome.
I'm not trying to have the photo like looking down on me, but you know.
Golfing photos.
Usually I just don't want to
shoot. He will be MIA every Sunday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. What are some, a couple others here? A picture with that hand sign that means they like to pleasure a woman.
Yeah. Definitely, that would be a red flag.
Oh, mentions of flat earth or other conspiracy theories.
Oh, in the profile? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The last thing you need to be talking about on your first date. Arguing with some guy about the earth. Fuck.
Pictures of guys being tourists in West Edmonton Mall when they live here. That one's great. Like, legit. That's hilarious. Don't you think that was hilarious?
Which one is it?
Guys taking pictures of themselves in West Edmonton Mall. Like, they're tourists, but oh, they yeah. actually but
they
live
actually
here.
They actually live here, yeah.
Like, hey, like, yo. By the boat, yeah.
Yeah, by the boat. Oh, God, yeah. It's like, they just go
look at me visiting this boat. boat that I could come see every Saturday.
I've been on the boat. Like, I took Brady on the boat last year. He loved it.
That's hilarious. Okay, so those are some red flags from women.
Okay, so from men.
Well. So from men, so some of the answers surprised me, right? Like, I got quite a sampling of answers, right?
Yeah.
So let me see. Let me go back into some of my discussions here that I've saved. Okay. So one thing I heard from a couple of guys, right, was that women can be picky because it's easier for a woman to find a partner.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? So, like, men don't really talk about their red flags because they don't want to seem too choosy. Which I think is a little sad because, like, if you're going to look for a life partner, you should be choosy. You should absolutely be choosy.
Yeah, but, you know, when there's such slim pickings for guys, and there really isn't, but girls are, you know, at the same time, I understand why a girl has to be choosy with a guy. Like, this guy is going to come over and be your partner and be intimate and stuff like that. Like, you don't want just any guy from the 7-Eleven.
Well, no, okay. I'm not, but like, if they're on a dating profile, we're talking specifically dating profiles. I mean, I get that people can still go out and meet organically at like a bar.
But it's really easy to just be able to flip through guys a mile a minute and find someone who's like, oh, that guy looks like he could be my type. Okay, so, you know?
So then what would, okay, before I dive into some of these guys, right, and I'm probably not going to use their names just because I haven't gotten their permission, but if we're talking about red flags, let's say you were in the single life, right, which wasn't that long ago, really.
I guess you could say that.
Well, yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
Okay.
So, what would your red flags be?
Well, definitely, like, if you just see a person's face, like, head, and that's all you see, probably not going to be a good time.
Why?
Because, like, what are you hiding? Why didn't you take a picture? Why is it uncomfortably close?
Okay, but, like, some women are just, like me, very self-conscious about the body, their body.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like full-bodied pictures of myself. And it's like, I don't think I'm an unattractive person, but I don't love the way I look.
Well, some people, you know, are more visually, you know,
shallow.
They're more shallow and they want to know what the whole picture is, or at least a portion of the picture, you know, like, what can I say? That's just the way it is. Like, some people want to see what they're getting themselves into. They don't want to show up for nothing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So another kind of common one that I found, this actually probably two or three guys said this, was if they state they are not looking for friends with benefits or one night stands, it just means they have gone through whatever and you are going to put in way more work just to prove you want to be there.
Well, you know, I really think that you shouldn't be thinking about that anyway. And I'm
thinking about what? You got to be more specific here. What are we not thinking about?
Well, if a guy is just like, oh, shoot, I got to take them out on date number three to get in there, you know, maybe you shouldn't be, you know, looking in the Tinder collection. You know, maybe you shouldn't be looking on Tinder for what you're looking for. Maybe you should just go to like a sex club and get your rocks off.
Oh, boy. So another one is if they have too many pets and don't live on a farm, she has no time.
Well, you don't know that. Like, maybe she's got a big bag of cat food. You don't know. Like,
low level. She says her ex said something.
Her ex said something.
Yeah, so basically, you know, that's actually another one somebody actually mentioned to me earlier. They said that guys don't like any kind of reminder that you've been with anyone else other than them.
Well,
so if you're like going off on your ex, that's a red flag. That's a red flag for women too.
If you're being Jada Pinkett, then I could see that. But, you know, if you just mentioned that you've had a boyfriend before. I don't think that's...
Do you think that depends on the security of the guy flipping through Tinder?
Yeah, it depends on the guy, you know. Some guys are more casual, you know. If a guy is looking for a more casual relationship, he's probably going to expect that you're probably a lot more casual. And he's not going to be like, oh, I can't believe you've been with somebody besides me.
Well, no, that's not... I don't think that's what the point was. I think it's more like if they're talking about their ex, if they're talking about their ex constantly... while trying to start a new relationship.
Yeah, that right? might be.
Like,
after a while.
A guy's not going to want to continuously be reminded that you have ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, that's true. And it kind of brings the mood down. It's just like, yeah, we broke up, blah, blah, blah. I know one thing. If I was dating a new girl and I just kept talking about a girl that I had dated in the past, that crap would get old pretty quick.
Yeah, that didn't work out very well for you, did it?
Who was I making reference to?
Oh my goodness, there's so many girls.
Oh yeah, but I was never like hung up on any of them.
Oh, not hung up on them, but you did hang up on the issues a little bit.
Well,
I got we'll go over into it. Them, but like, I got over yeah. It. Another one that you kind of actually agreed with earlier when I first told you about it. Guys won't care too much about accomplishments and travel.
Well, yeah, like they don't care if you've never been anywhere because just like, what is it, the Backstreet Boys song goes? Like they'll take you where you need to go, you know?
What Backstreet Boys song was that?
Or was it the NSYNC song? I can't remember.
I don't know. You'd have to tell me the lyrics.
See, that's the thing is like,
is it, to me, I don't care who you are, where you're from, don't care what you've been. That one?
That's probably it. Yeah, that's probably it right there.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just like,
this is a boy band song. I'm just like groping into the dark right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let me see. There was some other ones. Let's see. Oh, somebody said a couple. This was also to a couple of different people. Very negative women. Oh my God. Do you remember that one person once upon a time that you used to talk to who was so negative all the time?
That's like every person.
Oh, what was her name? Started with a B. Because I remember thinking, oh my God, she's such a B.
A B.
Brittany? I don't know.
There's always a Brittany out there.
She was, that girl was awful. Anyways, but yeah, she was very negative. Another one said bad grammar.
Bad grammar.
And women that are into horses.
You know what? I don't know about that. Like, if a girl's into horses.
They said that being into horses is such a huge commitment that, like, it's almost a type. Women who are into horses or equestrian or whatever won't have time outside of that particular hobby.
I think that's for any extracurricular activity. If you see her swimming professionally or doing some kind of ballet.
Okay, so do you want to see that on the profile or is that something you want to find out organically?
It depends on the person. You know, personally, I would love to be with somebody who is successful in another field that I don't have to compete with. I don't want to be like a sound guy and have like be flipping through Tinder and like see another girl that's running sound at a soundboard. Like I'm not interested in that because then I got.
But you guys would have so much in common.
Yeah, but then what happens if I screw up and she's like, "Oh my God, he didn't even install the compressor. Jesus Christ, he's not that good. Who am I with? He didn't even install the compressor. Oh my God, I just threw away 2 years of my life." On this stupid hack sound guy. That's why my cables are all messed up. It's because of this guy. You know what I mean?
Well, your cables drive me nuts and I'm not a sound girl.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad, babe. That way I can look cool. I can't look cool if you're cool.
But,
like, I mean, like, equally cool in the same, in the exact same niche. You know what I mean? Like, you're cool. Of course you're cool.
I was going to say, because, like, I look at you.
What about me?
Sure. You're cute.
I don't know about that.
Put your glasses on. Look at you. You look like...
I look like a big nerd.
You are a big nerd. And, like, I'm... equally a nerd. But, like, if you had to guess which one was cooler...
It wouldn't be me.
Are you sure?
Why? Because I have glasses? That's what makes it cool?
No, you're really nerdy.
Oh, yeah. Right?
But, like... I don't know. I have, like, big sound headphones on right now. Like,
I know. You get
I don't know if I look cool.
Studio.
But do I look cool? That's the question.
Yeah, well, you look cooler than me who doesn't have headphones on. I've sacrificed the headphones so that the lovely Mel can, you know, have her headphones.
Okay, but if we're talking in terms of coolness.
Oh, it definitely looks cooler than me.
I'm, like, looking dope.
Yeah, compared to me. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think you look kind of cool.
I don't know how cool I look.
Okay. No headphones. You know what? That's a little, you definitely look super nerdy.
I know.
But in such a good way.
I'm sitting on the edge of this couch like a little bitch.
Where else are you supposed to sit?
Well, I'm not going to like sprawl out because I'm going to not be close to the mic and I got to be close to the mic.
Yeah, you do got to be close to the mic. Yeah. But I don't know. I think that's funny that you think, yeah, that you're not. Anyways. So you don't want to be looked at like you're not as cool in the relationship. So in our relationship, I'm curious, what do you think it is that makes me cool? If your thing is sound where I'm like, okay, Evan, you're so cool. You're so, like, let me be your fangirl because you can do sound, right? What is your fangirl thing with me?
Well, for one, you're wearing the headphones. I'm not wearing any headphones.
Oh my God.
And you've got the boom now. That's cool too. I have to like hunch over like an old man.
Okay. You totally missed the question.
We should get that fixed. What?
Okay.
I think that was a great answer.
No. In our relationship, in our overall relationship, if you're the guy who's cool because you're doing sound, I'm the girl who's cool because...
You're smart and you're funny and you know, like, a lot of law stuff and you put a professional spin on the whole perspective of our show. Like, yeah, I might be Don Cherry, but you're that other guy that didn't get fired. Huh? Remember?
The guy that you can't even remember his name.
Yeah, but he's still working. You're that guy.
Oh, and for those of you who do not know what Evan is referring to, we are talking about Hockey Night in Canada, which is apparently tonight Evan's favorite topic, even though he doesn't watch hockey, because I'm pretty sure he's not a real Canadian.
I am. I just miss Don Cherry.
You don't watch hockey.
He probably has his own podcast.
Yeah, and it's probably way cooler than ours.
Well, it's got just like one perspective, I'm sure.
Wow.
It's like, if you don't like my podcast, get the hell out.
that's fair. What was I gonna say? Oh.
That was amazing.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Thank you for that extra stuff. I'm gonna totally use that later.
Sure.
It's getting easier to do it.
No, you found out something today.
What did I find out today?
That you're a millennial.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a rant?
It's a wimpy ass rant if it's a rant. I just think that Oh, man.
You were so upset about this.
I'm kind of disappointed because, like, I was always.
Okay, wanted to
be like a Gen X or.
Evan, before. Or Evan, before you get on to that. We obviously need to do our intro.
Oh, man. I don't know how long this thing is going to go on for.
It doesn't need to be a long rant, but I still think it's a hilarious one.
I'm going to need a drink after this.
Are we going to do Evan's rant?
Welcome to the segment called Evan's Rant, starring Evan.
All right. Okay, well... Anyway, I just think it's kind of stupid that millennials start at the worst possible time. I never liked millennials. I just think
you never liked millennials. I'm a millennial.
I just thought that the term millennial...
You don't like me? So you don't like millennials. Continue.
I will continue. Okay. To me, millennials are just a group of dudes that are too cool for school, and they don't grow up with they didn't grow up with the same values that my ilk has grown up with and everybody before me. For instance, I have a younger cousin. He's a great kid. Unfortunately though, he loves samurai movies. He wouldn't watch The Seven Samurai with me because it was black and white.
I kind of know what he, like...
Oh, come on.
No, it's hard to watch old movies sometimes because you're like, the cinematography. Is that the right word?
I guess.
It just doesn't have the quality. Like, I mean, the millennials grew up in, like, such a... But the millennials grew up in such a fast-paced, changing... world.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow. These movies are based on the movies that I'm showing off and that you can respect. There's no respect for the old way.
I know, but it doesn't...
When you're a millennial, you don't have time for shit like that. All you have time for is SoundCloud. So,
well, okay, look.
And Lil Pump.
What Evan found out today was that the millennial generation starts at 1981.
Yeah.
And it goes to between 1994 and 1996. So, I would say probably 96.
I was like, oh yeah, like, I'm not a millennial. Like, there's no way in hell I'm going to be a millennial. And we find out that, yeah, I was the first millennial.
Yeah, he was born in 1981.
Not only am I a millennial, but I started the trend of arrogant douchebags that know it all.
Well, you were 3 months in, but
God
yeah.
God damn it.
You were the OG millennial.
I hate myself now.
But, and then you have me, who's like 9 years into it. I'm literally like 9 years later.
I'm like the blade of millennials. I'm out to hunt my own kind until we're all extinct.
Yeah, because I'm a 90s baby.
There can only be one.
I'm like right smack dab into that generation of change.
Well, that's
and
why,
amazing...
yeah, you don't give a shit that you're a millennial. You're just like, ah, I'm embracing the millennial movement. I was
of
just...
Of course. Do you know how dope the music was in the 2000s?
Man. But the 90s, you got to tell me that Ace of Base...
But the 90s are still like...
You still
the 90s
quote
are still
the
90s. Working.
The 90s was like the renaissance.
The 90s were still like getting out of like the 80s sound.
Disney
blew up in the 90s.
Yeah, Disney in the 90s.
Disney's in the 90s was amazing.
Disney without the 90s. Like, oh my God.
Oh, how many... Oh, my first movie, The Lion King, in theaters.
You're welcome, 90s.
Oh, 90s babies were great. Hey, look, you wanted to date one. We're so amazing with your boomer attitude.
It works, you know, but... Man,
I thought that
81. That's
I thought,
bullshit.
You know what? I thought 80. I thought an 81 baby. You know, you'd have your communication style down. You got your shit together. You work a salary job. You had some benefits.
Oh, are we talking dirty now?
Oh,
hey, guess what? What? I've got benefits.
Oh yeah, dating. After like 30, man. You
yeah,
can't,
before
you can't,
it'd be like, I've got a car. Now it's like, I've got full dental. Oh my God, he's got full dental?
You have a government pension.
Oh, tell me more.
I work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
I've got coverage for all the dependents.
Oh, it's like... Check, please.
I'm in.
Would you like to see my house?
When can we... When
and
can
my
we,
multiple children.
When can we do this? Well, you only get covered at the beginning of the fiscal year, and we can only do it one time a year.
Oh, my God. No. I tell you, after 30, that you really start thinking about, what do you really want in a life partner.
Yeah. And sometimes things
sometimes
change.
Those benefits are...
And from my perspective, when you were like kind of like a dork and nobody like knocked on your door back in the day. Now, all of a sudden, as long as you maintain, you know, a sober lifestyle, people will actually come around and be like, oh, you know what? He wasn't so bad to begin with. But by the time that happens, it's like, well, that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Good luck.
It's like, oh, I found another woman to whip me into shape.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I actually was able to become a successful person in someone else's life.
Well, depends on who you choose, right?
That's true.
I just think that's hilarious how, like, it definitely changes, kind of like what you're looking for as you get older, right? Because, like, when I was in my 20s, I wasn't looking at a guy who had stability.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think
stability isn't attractive in your 20s.
I think about all those bad boys that were at the dubstep parties that were, like, high on MDMA. Like, where are all those guys right now?
You know what they're not doing?
What?
Sitting on their government pensions.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of the segment, Evan's Rant.
Well, anyway, we had to cut that off. Let's just say it sucks to be a millennial now and forever a millennial. That's just stupid.
I love being a millennial.
I'm kind of over it. I wish... Anyway.
I love it. I'm like the best of the 90s babies.
Okay. Well, anyway, I don't want to beat a dead horse on this subject.
I'm just saying.
So... You might notice that we sound just a little bit different than we did, like, before the rant. So that, the reason why is because this is actually us 48 hours later. 2 days older. And that's why we sound so different.
2 days older. Yeah. That really.
I sound like an old man now. That explains
you
everything.
You were always an old man.
You know, before, like 2 days ago, I was like a young, spry guy.
Mm-hmm.
I looked like I was out of a magazine. And now, look at me. I'm sorry, gray hair.
You haven't looked like you were out of a magazine. I mean, I'm sorry. Whoops. Are you
on your phone?
No, I'm like going to take content. But you haven't looked like you were out of a magazine since before Brady was born, I'm just going to say.
And
that,
now...
That parenthood is really...
I'm just old and decrepit, and it was the 2 days. I tell you, it changes a person. So, yeah.
2 days does not change a person.
It changes a person.
It does not.
Anyway, let's just explain what happened. So, right around the end of the rant, I had to go and take care of Brady because he woke up. And I stayed with him for a little while, and when I came back...
A little while? That was so long.
Well, how would we know? Because you fell asleep.
It was so long. I'm sorry.
I came upon Mel, and she was snoring right where I'm sitting.
I wasn't snoring.
And I bet you I still have a lot of audio.
No, I wasn't snoring. It's fine.
We can always go back to the tape.
Why? Why do you gotta go there?
No, we don't have to go there. I don't need to go there, but... Let's just say she was asleep and I wasn't going to wake her up and be like, okay, well, back to the podcast. So we called it a night and then it got busy like last night. And
what were we doing last night?
Why
was it so busy? That's how I know.
I can't remember.
It was busy, but I can't remember why it was busy.
I don't know.
We were enjoying life.
That's what you call putting the kids to bed at 10 o'clock.
Oh, no. What happened was... You were supposed to put Brady to bed and you fell asleep and I was online with Spotify support.
Oh.
That's what happened.
Okay, well, anyway, something happened.
And then when I was like, oh, are we gonna podcast? You're like, no, I'm grumpy.
Oh, yeah. I woke up and I was not in the mood.
And you were like, I was like, but we're not gonna podcast? No, I'm grumpy.
Apparently,
oh my God,
apparently
okay.
When I wake up, I turn into Emperor Palpatine. Ready the Death Star. I'm grumpy.
Legit. Like, so. Just the worst. You're like a monster when you wake up. And it's so funny because, like, I'm the total opposite.
It's always butterflies and fairies.
Oh, it drives you nuts. He's like, you want a spoonful of fucking sugar with that medicine.
Screw you, Mary Poppins. Jeez.
He hates how much I like how happy and positive I am in the morning. But you have to be happy and positive in the morning.
I resent your happiness. No, I'm just so...
No, I know you do. Yeah, no, 100%. Don't even play there, because I know you resent the happiness. You look at me and you're like, why are you so happy?
That's how I say it. That's my morning voice. Would you like some coffee?
It's 6 a.m. Why do you have a smile on your face?
I'm going to use the bathroom. Do you have to use the bathroom?
I don't know what that was.
I'm going to take a shower.
Are you trying to be like Australian or British?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Are you just practicing your English accent?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Pip, pip, cheerio.
Trust me, you'll get punched.
Yeah.
I would know.
Well, yeah, I guess you would know.
So, we didn't put out a podcast last week. And if you follow our TikTok, we all know it's because I was super jet-lagged. Like, so jet-lagged. You know what, though? I'm really proud of myself. Because I did that trip in, what, 72 hours?
That's true.
So, I got to go to the land of my heart. That's not true. But I did get to go to England for a weekend.
For a weekend.
It was great. And, like, eventually we'll tell you why it was only a weekend. But the overnight flight was great. And then came the next day. I could not find a coffee place. I had no idea what the coffee places were called over there, except for Starbucks. And I could not find a Starbucks in Heathrow Airport. So, picture an 8-hour flight from Calgary to London, UK. And then picture on that flight, it's a red eye. So you're supposed to sleep and relax and everything, right? And as you're laying there sleeping and relaxing and hoping that the white noise of the airplane is gonna put you to sleep, the guys in front of you are living it up with their whiskey.
Whiskey?
Their whiskey.
Jesus Christ.
Until 2 a.m. And I'm saying like 2 a.m. Alberta time, right? Because your phone doesn't reset your time, right? So it's like 2 a.m. Alberta time. This plane lands at 4:30 a.m. Alberta time.
Man.
So I did not get very much sleep. I'm annoyed by these two who have decided that this was the night to party on the flight over. Like, man, no, this is time to sleep. And then I get to the car rental place. And I'm not gonna lie, a part of me was like, I wonder if you should even be giving me this car, given how friggin' tired I am.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, geez. Plus, on top of the fact that your car is, like, you know, reversed, everything is on the other side.
So, I got a really nice Jag. Like, that was a beautiful car. The problem was, I couldn't fully enjoy the car because I was not used to having all my buttons on the left-hand side. So, that was challenge number one. Challenge number two was trying to figure out which side I was supposed to drive on as I'm coming out of the parking lot of the rental company. So I get up to the window and I'm like, so all the buttons obviously are reversed. So I'm like, of course, automatically press the left button to put down the left window, which is the passenger window in England. And this nice little old lady was like, when I finally figured it out, she's like, license? So I hand her my license. And then she's like, okay, here's a bracelet. Put it on your left wrist and look down frequently. And yeah. Then she's like,
yeah, no kidding.
She's like, you'll be fine, love. Off you go into London traffic.
Oh my God.
And I'm like trying to survive this on like 2 hours of sleep.
And then, so one of the things I was telling Evan tonight was, I don't know, maybe in other parts of England it's like this, but where I was, it was not like this. But there are no big billboards or signs or anything indicating that there's coffee on the route. So I only saw one exit that had a Starbucks logo. And so when I was going up to where my final destination, there's three lanes, right? And okay. So when you're in North America, obviously, you stay to the right unless if you're the slowest vehicle, right?
Okay.
You go to the left if you're the faster vehicles, right? So I'm in a three lane here, right? And all the exits are on the right side in North America, right?
Yeah.
So we're getting off. So if you want to get off at your next exit, where do you got to be?
On the right side.
Right side, obviously, right? I'm a dum-dum because I'm in my three lanes and I'm on the other side of the road, but it's also flipped that way. So the slowest vehicles are on your left. And the faster ones are on your right. So here's me driving in the middle thinking, well, I'm not left, I'm not right. I'm just like right in the middle, right? And so do you know how I saw the Starbucks sign?
How? Oh.
As I was driving past it at the exit.
You're like, shit.
This little icon on this sign that says Starbucks. And I'm like, okay. We're not getting coffee.
Man, that sucks.
That was rough. So, and then like Friday afternoon traffic in England, trying to drive north, and I'm just like so exhausted. I'm like, I just want to get there. And of course, everything's in miles per hour, and I'm not used to that. So I'm like, oh God, how long is this going to take? But the car was nice.
Yeah.
It literally would tell me if I was not in the right lane or if I was going too far into another lane.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I need that. Very bossy. I was on the phone with my mom on the way back, and she would know, she'd hear the car every time it beeped at me.
She's like, Malou, you gotta drive better.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so not used to like hugging the right side of the road. That seems so weird to me. But that was fun. And then I got to see some really cool sights. I got to see a cathedral and a crypt, and that was really fun. I got invited out by strangers. So like, I mean, for anyone who says that people in the UK are, you know, standoffish, you would be correct. But this particular group of people were so kind and so welcoming, and they were just like, they were amazing. Like, they made my Saturday night like a really good night. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
And like, I made friends, which is great. You know, like, we're on each other's social media now. Like, so I really did get to make friends. That was awesome. Oh, God. I think my funniest experience there, though, was Friday night. I didn't want to lay down completely because I was afraid I was going to have, like, a four-hour nap. Have you ever seen that Gilmore Girls episode where they're taking Chris's daughter to France and Lorelai's been up for, like, 36 hours or something like that? It's like she's just dead to the world. And Chris wants to take her to this beautiful fancy French restaurant, right? So they make reservations or whatever, and they lay down for 5 minutes, and when they wake up, it's the middle of the night.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, I can't do that. I gotta figure something out. It's the middle of the day in Alberta. It was like morning in Alberta. And I'm like, I gotta stay awake, or I'm gonna be so messed up.
I can't. That just makes me tired.
Oh my goodness. So I go to, I have no idea where I'm going, right? I have no idea where I'm going for food. I go down to the front desk to ask the girl down there, like, where's a good place to eat? What would you recommend?
Yeah.
Where do I go? And she was like, well, there's lots around here. And that was
That's it.
That was it. And I was like,
It's like, oh, well, thanks.
Thanks. Cool. Great tips.
Yeah.
So then the poor bartender man, I don't know if he was like the manager of the bar or if he was just the front desk manager. I don't know. But he took pity on my poor soul and was trying to like tell me where to go and stuff. And I feel stupid because like I Googled all of this before I left. And yeah. I couldn't remember a damn thing. So I leave the hotel, start wandering out. Where can I get food at this point? I'm starving. I've had no coffee. Have you ever traveled on no coffee?
No.
I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I do not recommend it. No, absolutely not. So then I see this place and I swear to God, I saw the word bar.
Okay.
And I thought, great, the English have great fish and chips.
Did they have great fish and chips?
I don't know. I got pizza. Okay, so this is what you have to understand. So I see bar, and I go in, and I'm like, I'm going to get some deep fried fish and chips. It's going to be great. It's going to be English. We're cooking with propane here.
Yeah.
Right? Super excited. I walk into this lovely, romantic Italian restaurant, and all the tables have a beautiful candle on them, and there's several couples there, and it looks very soft and intimate, an excellent Friday night date night.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh shit, this is not where I wanted to go. And before I can like kind of creep out, hoping not to be noticed, the woman is like behind the counter, you want a table? And I'm like, oh, I guess. So she takes me upstairs, these death trap stairs. Honestly, they were so narrow and steep. I'm like, I hope nobody wears heels around here.
Yeah, no kidding.
They literally reminded me of like this old staircase in an old house that
just like
on the East Coast. And I was like, oh my God. And going down, even more terrifying. Good God, going up was a challenge. Going down, and these girls are just doing that and carrying plates of food. Like, oh my God. So she takes me upstairs to the even more intimate setting. It's even lower lighting.
Okay.
With all the candles and everything. And
ugh.
Oh my God.
Were you going to get sacrificed there or something?
I don't know. So waitresses and waiters and stuff over in North America, when you get sat down, what do?
They ask you what you'll have. They talk to you. Stuff like that.
Okay, but like, imagine we go to the keg. What would you expect our host or hostess to do, or our waiter or waitress?
Someone to offer drinks and be friendly. See how we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do they ask you what the occasion is?
Yeah.
Have you ever been asked where you're from?
Oh, yeah. Like, they're trying to be friendly, right?
Have they ever been, like, small talk?
Oh, that small talk is the main goal of someone who does a server job.
In North America?
Yeah.
Oh, the English don't. Don't small talk with the English.
Really?
Oh. I mean, the service was very efficient.
Yeah, I can imagine when you're not getting to know everybody.
But not a single person was like, how's it going? Are you having a good evening? You know, do you live around here? No conversation. None whatsoever.
Just not very friendly.
Well, it's not that they weren't very friendly. They're just very, here's your food. Here's your bill. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean. And then the next day, I got to go to this, like, amazing cafe. They literally had the best coffee ever. And I had a really nice breakfast with, like, eggs and avocados and stuff. And they were friendly.
Well, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's good.
They were very friendly. Except they didn't realize that, I think it was Minnesota was in the U.S., And they're like, oh, they're from Minnesota. Is that close to you? And I'm like,
not even close. Oh, not even a little bit.
That's in the U.S.
But hey.
And Canada border. Like, I mean, in true Canadian fashion, I'm like, you know, well, we border the U.S. Yeah, so, I mean, right, I guess, like, relatively compared to you guys, yeah, we're really close.
You know what? If you were to take a globe and spin it and mash your fist into North America, you would get both of us at the same time. So there you go.
They were close. We're not on the other side of the Atlantic.
So, babe, I'd love to continue on, but, like, I gotta cut you off because, like, we are gonna run long.
Okay.
So
yeah, you can cut out a bunch of stuff.
But hey, but, we can actually do this again.
No, this is it. We're done.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Let me do my outro then.
Okay.
All right. Well. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Windermere Nights. Don't forget to go follow us on our social media. We have Facebook, Instagram. We've been getting a lot of TikToks.
There you go.
Our TikTok views are unreal, but we really want to make it to 1,000 subscribers. So please go subscribe to our TikTok and follow us. And you kind of get like behind the scenes content.
Maybe I need to do a TikTok dance.
Maybe. Maybe we should do a TikTok challenge. I don't know. Do our listeners want us to do a TikTok challenge? Maybe that's the question.
Maybe somebody says no.
Well, I hope somebody says no too. But it would be. We'll see. But we're really like, thank you so much for everybody who's already followed us. Like I said, the TikTok actually gives you a little kind of more behind the scenes of what we're doing, and also like insight into like what we're talking about and things like that, right? So on our TikTok, obviously from today, there's a video about, you know, with a few pictures from my trip. You know, we did Halloween. So when we released our Halloween episode, and then we just kind of took you around like where we were trick-or-treating and stuff like that. So obviously, if you want more of a visual content, we are moving towards that with some of our social media. So, and we do like Instagram reels, things like that. So definitely go follow us if you want to see more or just kind of get a little bit more of an idea of why and how we're talking about the things we talk about.
I just think, like, if you're listening to this at this point, then you should probably just go follow us because you've probably been listening for a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we're a good time most of the time.
Just go do it. Just go follow us.
Click.
Be the cool kids in your neighborhood.
Are cool kids listening to us? Our demographic is between like 25 and 34.
Sounds pretty cool to me.
Yeah. Anyway. You know what? You know why they're so cool?
Why?
They're millennials.
Oh, on that note,
thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.